Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy yumpy yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Natalia get revenge on her man Daniel, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Natalia.
Good morning. How's it going?
It goes. How you doing?
You know, doing good under the circumstances.
No, we feel you. We feel you. But I guess revenge is still on the mind this morning.
Yeah, I need to get revenge on my husband.
Okay, girl. Well, what the heck did he do? I mean, we're all stuck with our close ones, so it must be something really bad if you're this mad at him.
Yeah, well, okay, so I'm pregnant. We're both really excited. And what we used to do is, like, we used to go out and, like, go get drinks, like, a lot, or we'd make them at home. And one thing is that, like, my husband, when we were trying to get pregnant, my husband always promised me that, like, when I was pregnant, he wouldn't drink during my entire pregnancy.
Okay.
And I thought it was really sweet, like, that he wanted to be supportive, you know, sort of be in what solidarity with me. But he's not. And I'm kind of annoyed.
Shocker.
Yeah, he's, like, still having cocktails. He's, like, definitely, you know, kicking back and drinking whatever he wants.
Oh, no, girl. I mean, is this, like, I'm having, like, a glass of wine once a night, or maybe just, like, a cocktail here and there?
It's not here and there. It's, like, how he used to be. Like, there's no change, nothing less. And, like, I mentioned it to him, like, when he, you know, when he'll, like, make a cocktail. I'm like, dude, what the f***? You said you weren't going to do that. And then he's always, like, just, like, blows it off. He's like, you're fine. It's not a big deal. My problem isn't that he's drinking. Like, I'm not super mad that he's just doing it. I'm mad because he said he was going to support me and not drink. And now he totally is.
Were you drunk when you got pregnant? Is that why you're upset as well?
Maybe. It's very likely.
Whoa. Did you just go into labor? What the hell?
You got a pet pterodactyl, girl? What is going on here?
I'm stuck at home and I'm pregnant.
Okay, you know what? You're right. I could never understand that. And your husband is drunk as hell when he said he wouldn't be. That is awful.
Yeah. And so I don't know if I'm being selfish, but I feel like I'm allowed to be.
Well, you're pregnant. How far along are you?
I'm 9 weeks pregnant and I'm due in October.
Okay, so first trimester, worst trimester. You get to be as moody and cranky as you want right now.
Yeah, like this is our first, so it's, you know, everything's kind of new too.
It's not your last.
Oh my God.
It might be if he doesn't start supporting her.
All right, so obviously we're going to help you get some revenge on your man. How can we help this morning?
Yeah, so, okay, so you know Dr. Nacho.
We're familiar.
Is that what I'm gonna do this morning, be a doctor? Sure, why not? I was a cholo yesterday, why not?
I thought you could call, like, on behalf of my doctor and, like, give him a dad survey and maybe, like, have, like, a really judgmental nurse, like, question him, you know, so that he has to, like, admit that he's still drinking or something. I don't know.
Okay, like a daddy quiz, see how he's doing and just judge him.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I can be that judgmental. What do you think, guys?
Joey? Okay. I've never heard you be judgy before.
Oh, God. All right. I'm going to try, Natalia. I'm really going to try.
Well, good.
We're going to call your man up. I'm going to make him feel like he should be felt this morning. Wait, that sounded weird. So I got this. Dr. Nacho.
Joey.
Oh, God. Natalia, we just need his number. We're going to call him. I'm going to put on my nacho hat and or my nacho scrubs, actually, and get revenge for you this morning, okay?
Yes.
All right. Hold on, y'all. I think she's drunk.
Please, no.
Don't say that.
No.
It's the hormones.
Yeah. We're going to help you get revenge up next for the cupcake call, girl.
Listen, we spoke to Natalia, who called us needing some revenge this morning. She let us know, obviously, they're self-distancing herself, her and her man, and they're in quarantine. They're expecting their first child, and he made a promise to her that he would stop drinking, not milk, alcohol. So I guess he's getting shwasted, as we all are. Well, maybe Anish. But she's upset because she doesn't think it's fair. While she's pregnant, he's getting wasted all the time without her, and he promised he wouldn't. Is that right, Natalia?
Yeah, that's right. And that was his idea.
Oh, it was his idea that he said he wouldn't while you were pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. A man.
That's why I'm mad. Because he's the one who came up with the idea and told me, and then now he's, like, drinking all the time, whatever he wants.
Whose idea was it to get pregnant?
I mean, we were both trying.
Well, that's good. I think it always is better when you both try.
Mutual decision. We got it.
Okay.
And you're how many weeks again?
I'm 9 weeks.
Yeah. All right. You remember that, Gina?
It's rough. Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, you deserve all the revenge and more in your first trimester.
Thank you.
So, Natalia, we asked you, how do you want revenge this morning? And you said you want me to call as Nacho and be a doctor to give him a daddy quiz?
Yeah, I just need that Nacho's revenge this morning.
Oh, wait. What did you say? You said Nacho's revenge? Why don't we call it like that from now on?
Nacho's revenge.
I kind of like that.
I really like that. It sounds like a nice treat.
And it makes sense because, I mean, we're not doing like the cupcake part anymore. I like it.
I like it too, you guys.
You know what? As a fresh pair of ears coming into this, I don't think the cupcake call makes sense. So, yeah, Nacho's Revenge.
Natalia, you just renamed the whole thing. I don't think we're going to use cupcake call. I like Nacho's Revenge. All right, let's do Nacho's Revenge this morning. So I'm going to call your man, Daniel, right now. We got his number. Is he up and is he sober?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, God bless. Wow.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak to Daniel, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Daniel. This is Dr. Chavez, or everyone calls me Nacho with two O's, or Dr. Nacho. How are we this morning?
Fine. You say Dr. What's your name?
Well, you can call me Dr. Chavez, but I prefer Dr. Nacho.
Not Dr. Nacho, okay.
Yes, with two O's.
Okay.
This is just like a welfare check, if you will. So I'm calling you for a daddy quiz on the arrival of your first baby.
Is everything okay?
Well, I'll let you know in about 2.5 minutes how well you do on this test, okay?
Sure.
All right, Daniel, press 2 if you're ready.
Press. Give me 1 second.
Okay, here we go. On a scale of 1 to 2, 2 being pretty good, how are you feeling on a new baby on the way?
Sorry, did you say 2 was pretty good?
Yes.
So if I want to do very good, do I do 2 or do I do 10?
Oh, geez, this is going to take a while. Your first time, Dad?
Sorry, I thought it was 1 to 10. 1 to 2, then 2. I feel good.
You feel or you know?
I know that I feel.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you putting on a diaper from the waist down instead of waist up?
On myself or on the waist down?
Okay, here's another one. On a scale of 1 to 101, how likely would it be that, if asked by your lady, would you taste the breast milk before serving it to your beloved baby? Would you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, press 1 if not. That was 2. You must have fat fingers. Try it again.
I pressed 1. I'm looking at the phone. It says 1.
I don't believe you. There you go. That's 2. That's 22. I don't know what you're doing. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 5, and this will be between me and you, Daniel, how much did you pray that her missed period was just due to stress and not being preggers?
I I don't know if this is appropriate. We want to.
I want to see the psychological point in your life right now before this baby comes in Libra season. Answer the question, please.
We wanted a child. This was a planned pregnancy. I don't know why that's your business.
Okay, that'll just be between me and you. I won't even put that answer because it wasn't correct. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 58.
This is taking a very long time.
Okay, just one more question, okay?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 58, are you aroused right now?
I'm going to hang up the phone.
Don't hang it up. One more question. On a scale of 1 to 4, how likely would it be that your baby will be a racist?
Excuse me? What is your problem?
What?
What was your name again? Dr. Nacho?
Nacho with two O's.
Put your manager on the phone. This is insane. This goes against the Hippocratic Oath or whatever. I want to talk to your manager right now.
Did you call me a hippo? What is your deal, man?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I got a baby to deliver, and they're twins. Hurry up. I got one more question for you, okay?
What is it?
On a scale of 1 to 5, how embarrassed would you be if you found out you were live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5?
Oh, my God. You guys suck. Oh my God.
Your wife did that. Natalia, you there?
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh.
No way.
That was so good, Dr. Nacho.
Yeah, Daniel, your lady put us up to this. Natalia, you want to let her know why you want a revenge this morning?
Yeah, babe. Remember when you said you weren't going to drink during your pregnancy, and now you're drinking like all the time? And it's driving me crazy. So,
hey Daniel, press 2 if you want to get real drunk on a Four Locos right now.
Oh, that's a lot for a Loco.
Okay. All right.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.